Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a fun day. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we appreciate you. Steve, you want to take us out?
You know, my closing remarks to this kind of what Junior and I had talked about in the opening. Junior's question to me was, Unc, how do you measure success? And I thought that was a great question, because what a lot of people do is they make the mistake of measuring their success up against others. There's a saying that says comparison is the greatest thief of joy. If you want to feel badly, just start comparing yourself. Is somebody somewhere always doing better than you or appearing to do better than you? Or claiming to do better than you. Or fronting to be doing better than you. You don't really know what's going on in people's lives because they don't let you see behind the curtain. They got an Instagram account where they post their absolute best pose and their absolute best outfit. And you sitting up here going, every time I see them, they this and they that. That's the part they want you to see. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Comparison is the greatest thief of joy. If you want to truly measure your success, I'll tell you something else. Don't look at your success and base it on how close you are to your goals. Don't use that as a measure of success. Don't use as a measure of success to look at all you've accomplished in hopes of accomplishing more. Here's the way to really measure your success. Take a look at where you are right now and compare it to where you came from. There's your measurement for success. And if that don't brighten up your day and make you feel better, something's wrong. Because as far away as you may be from your goal and your aspiration and your desired amount, or achievement, as far away as you are, have you ever really thought about how far you've come? Have you ever sat down and just said, man, I remember when I was complaining the other day, and I had to remind myself of a quote, because I was just swamped. I just felt the weight of the world. I just felt like, man, it was really getting to be a lot. And for a brief moment, I registered a complaint. And then I remembered a quote that I've said 100 times. You can't complain about what all is on your plate when your whole goal was to eat. Remember that, Steve? Remember, man, when you just wanted to be able to pull your chair to the table with everybody else and just get out. Just be able to feast. Well, now you're at the table. You've earned your seat at the table. And now you're looking at all that's on your complaint, on your table, and you complaining. Nah, man. You can't complain about what all's on your plate when your whole goal was to eat. You just wanted to eat. Now you have an abundance to eat. Now you're complaining. Man, stop. Stop. Remember where you wrote, where you from. See, you know what really keeps me grounded? I constantly remind myself that I was homeless. I constantly remind myself that I wasn't the one getting picked. I remind myself of all the people who wrote me off. I remind myself of flunking out of college. I remind myself of the lady telling me you'll never amount to anything. I remind myself, and not to be hateful to them, but to remember how far I've come from. That's what it's for. I've learned so many valuable lessons in life. And the best one I learned recently, here's the best thing I learned recently. I don't walk away to teach nobody a lesson. I walk away because I done learned mine. See, that's a whole nother world. I'm walking away because I done learned my lesson, man. I would rather adjust my life to live without you than to adjust the boundaries that you have set for me that I confine in those boundaries of disrespect you have for me. Man, miss me with all that. I'm not fitting to shrink myself down no more for nobody to fit in your he okay category. He a nice guy. Yo, man, hey, look. I'm a good person. But because you're a good person don't mean you have to be a nice guy all the time. That don't make no sense because people going to take advantage of that. Just be a good person. But being a good person don't mean you have to be a nice guy. Nice guys comply with everything everybody wants. That ain't how you live your life. You got to tell people no. You got to protect your peace. You got to get yourself in a place and realize, hey, man, I'm peaceful over here. You're not coming here interrupting my peace. I got a text from a guy the other day. A text asked me for $50,000. In a text. Just a text. And just say, hey, man, I'm in a tight. The other day, I'll tell you another one. This is not bragging. A guy who we had pitched this concept to. And for him to join in for this concept we had created, it was a lot of money to get in. We go to dinner. He's smoking a cigar. He blows cigar smoke in my face and say, Steve Harvey, I know all you want is my money. And I'm looking at him like, hold up, bro. We put a business proposition in for you. You're not handing this money to me. He gonna blow some cigar smoke in my face. And then come talking about, I know all you want is my money. You must think I'm crazy. You must think I'm a new kind of stupid. Man, please. Hey, y'all, have a great day today. Listen to me. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you, okay?
Peace. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.